Today's Best Hits is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. There's the politician Paul Ryan.
Yes. I know of him.
Right. Woodchucks Hayden.
Woodchucks?
Yeah, woodchucks.
Like birds? What are woodchucks?
Woodchucks aren't birds.
Oh, I'm thinking of a woodpecker.
Yeah. Yeah, woodpecker, woodchuck, whatever.
Chuck, pepper.
Yeah, woodpeckers just
tomato, tomato.
Just pound him in the head whenever he walks out. They hate him.
Imagining that. So, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I was a woodchuck, kind of like a squirrel.
Either way, an animal hates him.
Yeah.
Go figure.
He's planning to buy a new car when he leaves office in January, and it's because he's no longer to be driven around by security detail.
Oh, he needs a new ride.
Yeah, so he needs a new ride. But the problem is that a family of woodchucks ate his old ride.
They ate it?
Yeah,
basically. How does that happen?
Well, he says that the animals wrecked his Chevy Suburban because he left it at his mother's house.
Did she not ever drive it?
I obviously not.
Like, drive it once in a while.
Yeah, I don't. You're a politician. You're leaving your car at your mom's house.
That's even funnier.
I don't get it. Well, I guess because he has a driver. But...
Or sell it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he had left it at his mom's house in Janesville, Wisconsin over the winter. And after it wouldn't start, he towed it to the dealer. And the dealer discovered that a family of woodchucks apparently lived in the underbody of the vehicle.
Oh, stellar. I bet that was a fun discovery.
Yes.
Are they nice?
Well, I don't know if any of them were left, but what they did was they ate all the wiring.
Oh.
And so the SUV is just as dead as it can be.
Well, I feel like they have to be left, or how would you know there was woodchucks in there?
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
who knows?
At some point, they discovered it was woodchucks, I guess. I'm just wondering why, whenever it wouldn't start, wouldn't you at least pop the hood?
Well, that's my first thought is like, well, I mean, he's a politician.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he's looking for.
Here's the House Speaker. So he's like, somebody does this for me.
Yeah. Again, why he didn't have somebody do it for him.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Well,
that's kind of random.
But it wouldn't have been a good story then, I guess.
Right.
So, well, here's one that makes Ryan's former driver.
Mm-hmm.
Is running to replace him in Congress.
No way.
Yeah.
His driver?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I hope he gets it. Yeah.
He's probably semi-normal.
Yeah. Well, the thing that he's going to do is run on the platform that no woodchucks ever ate my car.
Naturally. So vote for me.
Yeah, vote for me. I drove around the guy. I listened to all his conversations.
Yeah, I have a lot of stories,
I know
people.
A lot of information I'm probably not supposed to know, so vote for me. Yeah. I think he's got a good shot at it.
I think he does, too. All I'd vote for him.
Water Cooler Conversations from Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.